Venezuelan Colombian Edward Castrillon was doing his job in Bogotá recently when he was stopped by the police for a routine check. He was dumbfounded when he was told his Colombian ID was fake and was arrested for 36 hours.
I was in shock because I was sure I had done nothing wrong. They still handcuffed me and took me to the police station.
Edward was born in Venezuela, but having a Colombian mother, he was able to get citizenship when he migrated here in 2019. But now he says he's living in a limbo, fearing he could end up in jail again every time he leaves the house.
My right to my identity has been violated. Yes, I was born in Venezuela, but already have a life here, a credit history, everything. Now I live in fear, feeling that I am some sort of criminal.
And Edward is not alone. 43,000 Venezuelan Colombian citizens have lost their IDs in the last few weeks.
Colombia's National Registry says they found irregularities in their documentation as part of a purging of the electoral census. Their IDs were cancelled and the majority were not notified. Since then, more than 200 have been arrested and others have had severe consequences.
The director of the civil registry says that while the difficulty many faced are unfortunate, they had no option given the fact the records show some irregularity.
It's the mechanism we have in our country to integrate people effectively into the rule of law that will give them all the guarantees that correspond to them as Colombian citizens, but the adjustment to the law is inevitably applicable.
But some suspect darker motives. They say the so-called irregularities could be an excuse used by the government to reduce the participation in upcoming presidential elections of citizens linked to socialist Venezuela. Others claim it's the government's heavy-handed response to allegations of fake IDs circulating in the country. Whatever the reason, it's having an impact. Gabriela Arenas, who runs a human rights foundation that assists Venezuelan migrants, has gathered almost 5,000 wrongful cases.
These people is Colombian, we are Colombian. And every administrative decision that you take affects the life of these people. Today we have people that have cancer and are not receiving their treatment because of these situations.
Leaving many to face the real life consequences of bureaucratic decisions beyond their control. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.